So I'm curious, how's your theme going?
So far, so good. In most ways, I mean, there's some things that aren't going great, but if you were to put it on paper of like how I'm doing, I think it would get like a B, maybe a B minus as far as a grade goes.
Okay, okay. Give us a little bit behind the scenes. What do you mean? As much detail as you want to. Like,
yeah, no, I'm fine divulging everything, and we'll definitely probably get more into this when we start answering the question of like.
Well, then in that case, what's your social security number?
Yeah, no, 555.
Klondike 555.
Yep. No, so if you remember, either you or whoever's listening remembers, my two kind of themes this year were personal health, both physical health and mental health kind of fall under this. And then intentionality was my second one. And they kind of go together.
Okay.
And for like, if I had to sum it up in one word, it would be more intentional about a lot of things, which sounds like I'm focusing more on the second one, but being more intentional also includes my personal health with it. As far as like personal health, my physical health has been the same. I haven't made any improvements with it. I haven't like gone to the gym or anything like that. My eating habits are still kind of crappy. But that's mainly because I've been focusing more on my mental health for the last few months. And that's kind of why we haven't really talked in a while, Chris, is because I've been kind of like off the radar and I haven't really been doing a whole heck of a lot because I needed some space and kind of to myself and kind of wind down and everything like that. And we can talk more about that here in a minute, but I do want to go into the better part of my theme, which was intentionality. And I think that I, with this like break, I've been able to kind of come together and kind of figure out what it is that I want to have my time focused on and where I want to spend my time. And I have some things that are going to stay the same, and I have a lot of things that aren't going to stay the same, for better or for worse. It's just things that I'm making intentional decisions on that I either will continue doing or won't continue doing. So, that's kind of why I would give it a B minus or a B, because I'm doing a lot of things right, but there is definitely room for improvement as far as going forward and everything. Like, I've laid the foundation for most of it. Now I just need to start building the walls and putting a roof on this house of intention, basically.
That's pretty good. That's well said. I think maybe we should check in like every few months or so on our themes.
Yeah. No, let's do it. Speaking of that, how is yours going? Yours was doubling down, right?
Yeah, it was the year of doubling down. It was the idea that I was going to, you know, focus on making a 1 to 2 videos a week, making sure this podcast is put out on time, work on another secret project that I'm working on. I lit that theme on fire and just blew it away.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I realized a couple of weeks ago that was basically really unhealthy, that it was basically me trying to force myself into work. I was telling myself I need to come home from my day job and I need to sit down at my desk and I need to work more. I need to spend my weekends working. And that's not really healthy. I felt like I was trying to convince myself that I need to, that the timeline was more important than quality. And so that I'm kind of, right now I'm a rogue. One might say I'm a rogue nation. Not really. I was just making a Mission Impossible joke. But I would say I'm a little rogue right now. I don't have a theme, but my idea behind everything that I'm doing right now, and I just haven't put it like I haven't like wrapped it up into like a nice pretty bow with like a word that I could say it's the year of whatever.
Right.
But it's the idea of quality over quantity.
Okay.
Since we've recorded last, which was a long time ago, I'm still not sure what happened on that last episode. It was the one with Alex, and it's still kind of a blur. That was a great episode. That was really fun.
It was.
I've put out 3 videos. I did the promised what's in my bag video from that episode, so you guys can kind of see what is actually in my bag with along with that episode of the podcast. I also did a it's an 18-minute video about everything you need to know in the iPad, and about 10 minutes of that was cut out. It was roughly around 28 minutes at one point. So, that video. You and I were talking about it as I did that video, and I spent about a month on that video.
Oh yeah, at least if not more. I mean, it's definitely like you said it best yourself. It's definitely like your magnum opus.
Yeah,
you know? Like it's really well done, and I think it's really really great for anyone that's like interested in using an iPad for work and or just like trying to use their iPad more, as their like main device, you know, like that you can get more done with the iPad than most people think. And I think that that video is really, really well done.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I like hearing that from you means a lot. I spent a lot of time on that video. I wanted it to be a, okay, so you want to work on the iPad, start here kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like that's, mm-hmm. that was the whole idea behind it. And I think it really came out. And then I just did a Siri shortcut video talking about like, I think it was like six of my favorite shortcuts that I've been using lately. And I spent more time working on scripts. I spent more time working on filming and like angles and things like that than I did with previous videos. And I think it kind of shows. And I think a lot of people, I at least heard from a lot of people saying that how the quality of these videos is a lot higher than previous videos. Not to say that I think, well, I do think the quality of these videos are high. I guess I can talk poorly about my own videos. Like I have a hard time going back and watching my own videos. It's just like one of those like creator things where it, like once you finish a piece of work, like you just push it aside and okay, it's on to the next thing. You don't look back. You just keep moving forward. I have that problem. I have a hard time looking back. I have to force myself to look back at older projects.
Yeah, I think that's common with most creators, though. It's not anything that is like new, you know? Like I go back to my Logitech Slim Combo review, which was a positive review at the time. The very first thing I ever put on Tablet Habit when I first made the site, and I was reading that the other day, and I couldn't finish it. Not just because I said that the Slim Combo was good, but because I was like, I just felt that like my writing has gotten much better, or that I can point out a lot of the mistakes that I was making with that piece than some of the other things that I've written as of late that I think are much higher quality and much better. But that's just my opinion. I mean, some people really like that review, and other people really like the stuff I'm doing now. So, but it's nothing new, and I can totally empathize with that.
And I think it's a lot of you learn from your mistakes. Like you learn, and not necessarily, maybe mistakes is the wrong word, but you've learned from what you've done in the past. So you know, ways of doing things better than what you were doing before. And I think that's a lot of what my deal is. So my goal now, or theme, or whatever we want to call it, isn't necessarily to put out 52 videos a year, or you know, 100 videos a year, or in this year. It's to really just focus on the quality of the video and make sure it's right, and then it gets posted. So if that means it takes me a month to do a video, it takes me a month to do a video. That being said, I don't think I will be doing, at least until like iOS 13 comes out, I don't think I'll be doing as big of a video as that Everything You Need to Know About Working Off the iPad video. But that video was just that was just a huge thing to take on. It's funny. I even broke my tripod in the middle of that thing. Like it was funny. It was a great video to put together, though. I'm really happy. So, anyways, I'm themeless right now. I have an idea, but maybe I'll be able to, next time we record, put that in a little package and put that in a nice bow. So, Jeff, should we talk about where we've kind of been and why we haven't posted in a while?
Yeah, I mean, I know you won't really like accept this or not, Chris, but a lot of it was just because of me, you know.
Like, I don't think that was it. Like, I know you are a great guy, and you will bear the cross, but it really wasn't. I think we were both kind of burnt out for a little while. I mean, should we just pull the Band-Aid off and be like, we're kind of rethinking what A Slab of Glass is? It's really not a show about the iPad, and it hasn't been for a very long time.
Yeah, it's. I mean, we've alluded to that even in like the last episode when we were talking with Alex Cox about it. I mean, that's just kind of been something, because it partially is because I'm not using my iPad nearly as much as I was when we first started doing this, and kind of the whole reason that we got together. But like, it also has sort of like transmorphed into something more than just like how to get work done on an iPad. It's been a lot more than how to get things done or how to use a certain device to get things done. It's been a lot more along the lines of like how creative people like you and I use technology and how others use it as well. And like I think the best way that I can kind of describe it is like it's the intersection between creativity and technology is like what this show is kind of all about. And that's kind of what all the guests that we've had on it's kind of like how what we talked about with all of the guests that we've had on, and like if you go back like the last 10 episodes, in some way we've had that kind of theme for this show, and that's kind of where I think that we are now. It's not necessarily about device, and it's more about, you know, what kind of things are you doing with it, and what kind of things are helping you do the things that you want to do, as opposed to how do you get things done on an iPad? It's become a lot more broad, and I think it's for the better.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, it being a show dedicated to a device like the iPad, you're going to run out of things to talk about really quickly. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just the way it is. There's not a whole lot that happens throughout the year. You're just going to run out of topics. And we didn't really want to end the show. I enjoy talking to you. And so we just kind of were retooling it. We've come up with a bunch of topic ideas. The show is very much the same thing. It's just broader now. It's not as focused on one particular thing. Now, we'll still talk about the iPad. I still use the iPad every day. Jeff, you mm-hmm. still use the iPad from time to time, right?
Yeah. 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 It's a good coaster.
Yeah. You got me there. You zinged me there. But I think it's I think it's going to be really interesting. I hope everyone kind of sticks along for it. I hope it's not too jarring. I hope it's not one of those things. Well, they're not talking about the iPad anymore, so I'm out. I hope everybody's okay. If you have concerns, feel free to reach out. But I think this is going to be for the better. So, did you want to talk kind of like what's going on with you personally, or
I have full intention of like writing more out about this, but like, I mean, it's something that I've been thinking a lot about. I mean, for anyone that like has noticed that like we haven't done a show in over a month now, I haven't written anything, since, you know, a quick link post to your magnum opus. But like the last thing I wrote on my site before that was, January 28th, you know, it's been over a month by the time this episode comes out that I haven't posted anything. I haven't written anything. I haven't done anything to like share online, you know. My Twitter feed is like very, very small as far as like what things I've even like tweeted about or like whatever. Like I'm not like taking a CGB Cray sabbatical from the internet kind of thing. Like I was still very much online, but I wasn't actively like working to try and find a way to share things, you know?
I was
more lurking than anything, I guess is the best way to kind of describe it.
Yeah. Which I do that all the time. Like I will sit there and I'll just be like, look, today I just want to sit on the couch and just see what's going on. I don't want to contribute.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, you know, I do that from time to time. Before all this, like, you know, there are some days where I'm just like, I'd rather just, you know, play NBA 2K19 or whatever and just kind of chill out. But you know, for a while before this whole thing happened a month ago, I felt this and this is like from nobody outside of anybody except for myself, of like this like inner monologue, like basically telling me to continue to push myself and continue to like put things out, to make blog posts, to make more podcasts, to start working on more things, send these newsletters out, you know, every other week and like really make this happen. And basically I was trying to create as much quantity as I could and try and keep the quality as high as I could as well. And like, you can't really do both as someone that's doing this by yourself. And you mentioned it before with your themes, and like it was striking a lot of bells for me when you mentioned that, Chris. But like, basically I just had this like pressure coming from myself of like to put out things regularly and to try and grow an audience and to try and get more readers and try, like, for whatever reason, that just seemed more important to me than the quality of my work. And eventually I kind of lost it, not in any like malicious way or anything like that. I hit a breaking point. I hit a wall, and it was just something that I felt was a good reason for me to kind of take a step back for a while. And you've been great about this whole thing, and you've been a really good friend to me, Chris, about this whole thing. And I couldn't have asked for a better person to kind of help out, you know, with this. And you've been great. Mike has been great. You know, my fiance Courtney has been dealing with me for a while, and it's just been really nice to like to just allow myself to kind of do nothing, which was something that like I've mentioned before. Like, it's really hard for me to just kind of relax. Mm-hmm. And it's just something that I haven't been able to do, because like every waking moment that I have, I'm always in my office working on something. And it had definitely become something that was a habit that wasn't a good habit. It was definitely like a very negative thing, because I was basically working myself to the bone, and there was nothing to really like show I just for I, it? I felt yeah there was no support. Like I was just yeah. I was just this very fragile kind of thing that, you know, as soon as one thing gave out, the whole thing was gonna fall.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. And I took a month off and I took a lot of time to really think about, you know, what it is that I actually really want to do. And I, like I said, I plan to share more about this, you know, once I'm able to kind of put it all down on paper and everything, because that's just how my brain works. But there are definitely some things that I'm not going to continue to do, and there's definitely some things that I will. But I think the whole point of this whole thing that has come forth with this is that I'm going to be doing a lot less, but hopefully it will be higher quality, I guess, quote unquote. Like I still feel kind of weird saying that, but I would rather put out something that I'm really excited about mm-hmm. than to put out 10 things that I'm like, all right, this hits my quota that I've set for myself.
Yeah, I get that completely. I mean, like I've talked you and I talk off air a lot, and I basically say if I'm not excited about a video, I flat out don't do it. I will mm-hmm. be three quarters of the way through production, and if I start watching this video and go, I don't really care about this anymore, I will just flat out stop. I mean, I'm not going to mention what video I was working on, but you know about it, and I was mm-hmm. I was pretty well into production, and something happened, and I was like, nope, not excited about this anymore, and literally didn't even archive the project, deleted the project. Because I think it's important that you're excited about the work you're doing. We're not like my YouTube stuff, your website stuff, this is not our careers. We are not making money off this. We are not making go buy a boat money.
Yeah, no. Not even a living, you know, like.
Yeah,
like,
oh yeah, no.
It's just, you know, you make a couple of bucks off YouTube and you know, and that's great. I think it helps you kind of pay for your hobby, which is buying a lot of like gear and tech yes. stuff and things like that. I think that is great to have. But for whatever reason, like this pressure that I had on myself was like, you know, put everything out regularly. Like if you want to make Rocket Panda a business, or if you want to do something that is worthwhile, you need to start posting regularly. You need to post daily. You need to post, you know, five times a week. You need to create these things. You need to start your own podcast outside of the two that you already do, even though both of them haven't had consistent schedules for posting in a while. Like it was just this constant pounding. And even when I would write something and then decide not to let it go to see the light of day, I was still working like every day on stuff. And it was something that I needed to when I say I took a break, I literally did nothing for the last month regarding Rocket Panda, regarding A Slab of Glass, regarding Getting Caught Up, regarding anything that I do that I share online. Like I literally took a month of just nothingness as far as my online world would see it. You know, like I spent more time with Courtney. I spent more time with myself. I spent a ton of time just like playing video games, which is something I would like to do more often, but I never feel like I'm able to. And like I think I kind of overdid it lately because I've been playing NBA 2K for like hours on a day. But like it's been nice to be able to like do nothing and be okay with it, which yeah. is something that I can't say that I've done before in a long time.
Yeah. I mean, that was why I basically took the month of December off. Mm-hmm. Because I ramped up really hard when the new iPads came out. I didn't do one iPad review. I did two iPad reviews because I ended up buying both, but I did return one.
only after the content was posted.
Only after the, well, yeah. I mean, I'm gonna milk that 2 week return window.
No, I get you.
But I mean, I ramped up really hard, made a bunch of videos in the month of November, and then crash and burned. And it's one of the things that I'm learning that I'm needing to pace myself out. I don't need to lock myself in an apartment. Like the weekend comes and I'm go, okay, Friday night to Monday morning, I'm locking myself into my apartment and not going anywhere, or I'll get delivery. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just working on a video. No, that's utterly ridiculous. I'll go out. I'll see a movie, go with friends somewhere, whatever.
Right.
Like no matter how important something feels, like we have to remember this isn't our job, essentially. Like this is just something we do as a hobby, and it's something we do on the side. And if it's causing us to just burn out to the point where we just want to sit on the couch and do nothing, that's a problem. So I totally get where you're coming from. I completely get it. And you know, whatever you need, you know, I'm here. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I completely understand.
Yeah. So that's where we've been.
Yeah, so that's where we've been. We're back. Scheduling-wise, we'll figure that out. But the show comes out when the show comes out.
Yeah, I mean, as far as like this show goes, like I personally don't see an issue with it being continuing on the every other week kind of cycle.
Yeah.
You do a lot of the heavy lifting with this show, which I really appreciate, Chris. But you know, if you're able to do it, then we can do it every 2 weeks. You know.
Yeah.
But as far as like the Rocket Panda stuff, like I'm not gonna have daily posting. I'm not gonna have that kind of crap anymore.
And I don't think you need that, honestly. Like I think if you had some, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just wanted to get this part in really quick. Mm-hmm. I don't think you need daily posting. I think you are a very strong writer, and your original posts are what people are interested in. I don't think necessarily like that. That's what people I think are interested in. What that piece you just wrote last, and I'm blanking on the title.
Seven ways to deal with burnout, stress, and imposter syndrome, which I think is kind of funny.
Yeah, but hang on. You spent a ton of time working on that. Like you spent a ton of time working on that, and you were working on a ton of other stuff on the ramp up to that as well. Like it's mm-hmm. not like you just wrote that piece and we're done. Like you had a ton of other stuff going on. You're also getting married this year,
mm-hmm.
and I haven't been married, but my brother and sister-in-law just got married this last year, and I saw how and I was actually living with my brother at the time, so. Him and I were living together, and I saw how stressful it was for them. So it's not like you don't have stuff going on in your life. It's not like you don't have a day job. So I wouldn't like be like, oh, look at the irony. I just posted this, and then you've got other stuff going on. Like I can't stress that enough.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that like I think that like that's kind of where I'm at. Like like Rocket Panda isn't going to be. And I should have done this a long time ago, but like this is a personal blog for me now. While it doesn't have my name on it, like Rocket Panda is my site, and that's where I'm going to be posting things. And yeah. I'm going to be talking a lot about the things that I'm interested in, whether it be iPad stuff and Mac stuff and Apple stuff, or more mental health things, or if I find like a sports article that really, really grabs me or something like that, I might share, you know, like it's just a place for me to kind of share things that I find interesting, whether it be something from my own writing or from something that I found online and linked to, you know, like that's where I'm at right now. I'm not interested in stats or anything like that anymore. The numbers don't matter to me. I've stopped caring about them during this month off, and I've learned to really focus on what is it that I want to say, as opposed to what do I want to say that might also be good for my readers, you know? Like, it's not that I don't care that people read my stuff. The whole reason for me to put this stuff out there is for self-expression and for also others to consume it as well. But, like, the main point of it is it should be more self-expression than the other, than the latter, you know? And that's something that I've been working towards changing. Where it's not more of like, I need to post something like this because that's what my readers like, or that's what I think people will read more of, or this is what I think will get more shares, or will make it more clicks, or like all these things came to mind. And it was this really odd juxtaposition between I want to do self-expression, but I also want to get more readers and stuff like that. And like, it was, just, I feel like I was being Stretch Armstronged for a while and just pulled from both ends. And so my point being is that like I'm going to be posting things that I care about and the things that I like, and hopefully others will like it as well. But if not, you know, it's fine. I'm not one to get millions of page views a year or anything like that. I'm just doing this for myself, and I need to remind myself of that when I feel like I'm overwhelmed and I feel like I need to be posting more. Like I think that I just need to focus on what I want to say it, and then move on to the next thing, as opposed to like, oh, this big news thing happened. How can I make this a spin on my site? How can I get more people interested in this thing that just happened? And how can I capitalize on the news that's going around Apple right now? You know, like that kind of stuff needs to fall to the wayside pretty quickly. And that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I think that's good.
I think we've gone long enough on this, though.
Yeah, me too. You want to talk about some workflows?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, a lot of this has to do with like how we do our mornings and stuff like that, right? Or is that?
Yeah, I think that was kind of the idea behind it. But I also have kind of like been playing around with some apps and stuff that I think our listeners might be interested in.
Okay. So I'll let you lead the way, man.
Okay. So first off, I love Things 3. Things 3 is amazing. I'm using good tests now. I've been playing around a lot more with reminders and basically all the stuff that's built into iOS.
Okay, okay.
One of the things that I've been using more of, and you're probably like, Chris, you could use more of that because it seems like you're already using it a lot, is shortcuts. I basically have I'll put a link to my home screen of my iPhone into the show notes. But Jeff, you've already seen it. Basically, there's four folders at the top. Then there are two rows of shortcuts, and then there's four icons down at the dock. There's basically no apps on the home screen portion of my phone now. It's all shortcuts, and I don't use my phone a whole lot actually, since I pretty much sit in front of my iPad the whole time. So I don't really have a huge need for my phone as like as an app platform. It's more of an action based platform. So it's more like, okay, launch Overcast, but start playing a specific playlist in Overcast, or open Tweetbot to a specific view, or open like edit this photo or crop this photo to certain things, or turn on the lights in this room and put my phone in Do Not Disturb and set the volume or whatever. Like it's more action based now. So I really wanted to use more shortcuts. So with that being said, reminders is probably the coolest thing, coolest task manager that hooks into shortcuts, because you can put stuff into shortcuts just like every task manager that has shortcut support. You can put stuff into it, but you can also pull data out of it. I haven't found any third-party apps that allow you to pull data out of shortcuts, like reminders, task managers, that is. And I
wonder if that's like if that's a limitation that Apple's put on, or if that's just something that like apps haven't really considered doing.
I think it's apps maybe just haven't had a way to do it, but I don't think there's a clear way for developers to do it. I think shortcuts pulling data out of apps is a lot harder than shortcuts pushing data to apps. But I will talk about third-party apps pulling data in just a minute.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, no teasing. So anyways, I was using Reminders. I don't like the Reminders app, so I'm using Good Task as the front end. I am not the first person to do this whatsoever. There is a bunch of other people doing that already. Yeah. I kind of have this, you and I talk about this offline. I have this fear that I almost feel like I'm always ripping off somebody, because I feel like I'm like two steps behind. And this is one of those things where I feel like I'm two steps behind everybody else, because you know everybody else started using Good Task last summer, and now I'm just getting here. And,
I mean, every year there's like this new trend of task managers that's like interesting. Like 2 years ago it was Things 3, last year it was Good Task, and this year, like TickTick has been getting a lot of rep, and every 6 months or something, there's a new task manager. Like I think if it's working for you, cool. And spoiler, I'm also like in the midst of trying to find a way to be able to use reminders and stuff like that. And we can get more into it here. And maybe you can help me out find some shortcuts, because I'm working on some stuff here that I might need your help with, or maybe even the listeners if they have ideas as well. But yeah, like I think that like as far as like trends go and stuff like that, like, you know, someone is a trendsetter, but like that doesn't mean that other people can't build off of it and do their own thing. And I think that's what you're doing. I don't think that you really worry about that anymore, man.
Yeah, I know. And it's just this voice in the back of my head that somebody's going to come up and say like, hey, you're ripping off so-and-so. But that's I don't think that's really the case. I think I'm doing this for a very different reason than a lot of other people.
Yeah.
I want my workflow, and I'm using the word workflow in the sense of how I sit down and start doing things and how I start pushing buttons and things like that.
Yeah.
I want it to be very shortcut based, because I feel like shortcuts is a it's a way to do more actions than opening apps, go to a specific place, then maybe drag and drop something or use the share sheet, whatever. Like, I think I think it's a more interesting way of doing things, and it's a different way of doing things. So Good Tasks is my task manager, mostly because it is a front end for reminders. I'm able to pull data out of it. It also, this isn't a reminders thing. This is a Good Task thing that you can do subtasks in it, which is very important to like the way I like build out like video projects. And like when we sit down to record this these episodes, I have a whole checklist of things that need to do with like start of like prep the document and ends with texting you that the file just got uploaded. Mm-hmm. Actually, it ends with me tweeting out that the episode is live. So reminders has been really interesting to play with. Good Tasks has been really interesting to play with. I really enjoy the just how it hooks into everything. You can just yell at Siri and tell it to add something to your reminders, and it just goes there. You don't have to remember to say, oh, in Things 3 or in OmniFocus or in Todoist or in Todoist, if they still have to pronounce it that way.
I think they do. I'm pretty sure they do.
Oh, I feel so bad for that. But yeah, that's kind of my reminder situation. I also was rethinking the way I write stuff on my iPad.
Okay, now you're talking my language.
Yes. So I was putting everything in drafts. Everything, scripts, script notes, like little pieces of text that I just needed to hold on for 5 minutes. Everything was going in drafts, and it was kind of getting like incredibly messy, even with like the organization is in drafts. Like it's really in depth. My other problem too is I was having a draft for script notes, and then I was having a draft for scripts, and I want to have those side by side, but in iOS I can't currently do that. But the rumored iOS 13, I might be able to do that in the future. So we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. So I drew this out in GoodNotes. Is I want all my text to start in drafts. All my text starts with drafts. Then if it is a note, if it's something like a long-term note that I need to hold on to, so like a gate code or a script note or something that's a little more permanent that I need to hold on to for a long time, it's going to go to a kind of a almost a database, if you will, like a place that it goes and lives there. And then all my scripts and stuff go to IA Writer. IA Writer, I picked that because it had a recent update that allows you to like go into like other third-party cloud services and like open text files from it. So I have like a folder in Dropbox that's scripts, and I can go in and open scripts from there and create new documents right in that folder from the app. So that's kind of why I went that route. I thought that was a pretty interesting thing. Plus, like, it's a good UI and it's a solid app. Like, I really enjoy the app. Now, for the application that I was thinking, that's kind of like the database for all like my long-term notes and things that are a little more permanent that I need to hold on to for stuff like my day job and stuff like that. I played around with every note-taking app there is. I had Notion. At one point, I had Evernote, and apologize to you for thinking it was a bad app, but I rescind that because it is a bad app. The iOS app sucks. It is a terrible, terrible application, but its Siri shortcut support is really interesting. I know the CEO said, oh, we're working on bringing all the apps to look the same, and that's one of our big goals, and blah, blah, blah. Don't care. Right now, it's a bad application. It's so many buttons to navigate. It just feels clunky. It feels like you just have like 10 years of just clunkiness like built onto it every time you hit a button. So I have settled on Bear as the kind of like everything lives here, because if you open up shortcuts and search Bear Note, you can pull notes out of Bear. You can pull the content of the note out of Bear. So there's a lot of things you can do with that. That means I could pull the content out of the note of Bear and open an IA Writer or back in drafts or whatever I want to do. And it's a very clean looking app. So if I want an application to like hold on to notes and stuff for a long time, I want it to look nice and things like that. Also, you can drop images in line, which is really important because a lot of times at work or something, I take a picture of something and I want to just be able to create a note and drop that image in there. Just really simple, just drag and drop it in, or you can like insert it or however you want. It's got link support and all the stuff. It's perfect for what I'm looking for. The only thing that I really want, and if I remember right, I think a couple of, like a year or so ago, they mentioned that they were working on a web version of Bear. And I know what you're thinking. Why do you need a web version of Bear? Because my day job, I work in IT. Like, every once in a while, you need to be able to log in to from a different computer, pull up a string of text, copy and paste it. If that web version ever truly comes out, it would be amazing. So that's kind of my note taking. Any questions so far?
Well, no questions. I will say, like, one more thing that Bear has going for it that, like, Evernote doesn't is that you don't have to pay $8 a month. You pay $15 a year use Bear, and it syncs across every device you can ever imagine.
Yep.
Where Evernote, you have to pay at least $8 a month to have it sync across more than just two devices.
Yep.
If not, like, $15 a month, I think, is their pro version, I think.
I think it was, like, I think it's just $8 a month now. I think they got rid of that. I think it's just flat $8. At least that I signed up for the pro version. I signed up for a month of the pro version.
Okay.
And I didn't even get it, like, a week into it before I stopped using it. I was just like, it's clunky. Like, it does not feel like a native iOS app. It feels like you're trying to use a web view almost. Like, it's just, it doesn't feel, I don't know, it doesn't feel like how an iOS app should feel. Bear, on the other hand, feels exactly like what an iOS app should do. And it has really great shortcut support. And again, that's what I'm back to, is shortcuts is kind of like how I want to navigate through things. It's how I want to pull up a document, start writing on it, and then I made a shortcut right now, or I made two shortcuts right now that are in drafts. They're drafts actions, actually. That one will send it to Bear, and it'll ask me to, like, what's the tag for this, and then I put in the tag, and then it'll save to Bear with the tag in place, so I can quickly pull it up in Bear. And then there's the IA writer one, where it's like, okay, here you go, this is now a script. Like, this is the script format, how I like it. I write my scripts really weird. All my scripts are bulleted out by line because I record VO. I sit down and record it line by line until I feel like I've gotten that line. So sometimes a line will take 3, 4, 5, maybe 10 takes before I actually do it. It's not just me reading the script through. You might catch that.
In real time follow up, real quick. Evernote offers three versions or three plans, I should say.
Okay.
Evernote Basic, which is free, which you can sync up between two devices, and you get a certain amount of bandwidth that you can have for storage.
It's like 60 megs or something like that. It's not very much.
Well, it sounds like not very much, but if it's just text, you'll never have a problem with it. But then
as soon as you start adding images, you're done. Yeah.
True. Then the second one is Evernote Premium, which is $7.99 a month, and you get everything with it. And most of the stuff you get with it. And then there's Evernote Business, which is $14.99 per user per month with a minimum of at least two users.
Yeah.
So, and with that, you get, like, team administration stuff, team admin stuff, other things here and there.
And that's, like, their enterprise deal. Like, every company like that has, like, an enterprise option. Anytime you use the word enterprise, like, you've just doubled the price. Like, you could literally add no features, but you use the word enterprise, and it's going to be double what we said it was originally. Like, trust me. it's bad. But I like that. Like, all of these apps feel that I'm using right now, Good Tasks, Drafts, Bear, IA Writer, they feel like they belong on the iPad. I don't feel like I'm hacking anything. I don't feel like I'm doing anything that I wouldn't be able to teach my grandma to do. Like, it all feels really native. Yeah, I built shortcuts to do that, but I put the shortcuts in places, whether they're on my home screen or whether they're in drafts or whatever, so that I can just quickly hit them. It'll do the action. It'll ask me for a title or a tag or whatever needs to happen, and it'll do its thing. It works really well. It feels native to me, and that's kind of what I was looking for.
Right. Yeah. And that's great. I think that all those apps are great iOS and even Mac apps for the most part. Most of them are really good Mac apps. I used IA Writer on my Mac for a while. I switched back to Ulysses, but IA Writer was great for like a distraction-free writing place for me. But Ulysses just has a lot of things that I need in my writing that IA Writer either has but isn't implemented as well as I like, or maybe I'm just a dinosaur and I just am stuck with Ulysses because that's kind of where I started writing a lot of my stuff, and that's where I can do a lot of the things that I want to do in a writing app. But
gotcha.
But like none of those apps seem to be red flags for me or anything like that. They all seem great.
I do have a red flag app for you that I know you will personally hate me for using.
Okay, what is that?
Airmail.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, that app. I have no good things to say about that application.
I know that app is so buggy, but my issues with it were, how much can I go into this? Okay, day job email. The day job email issue bug that I was having with it, it is fixed, but not by them. It was fixed by me, so doing something else. So okay. Not okay. Exactly the greatest thing, but it's working really well right now. I like it because I can quickly like manage my mailbox. I feel like, and I feel like it has features that Apple's mail app on iOS should have, like really basic features. Like if I just hit the delete key on AirMail, that archives mail. But in order to do that on Apple Mail, you have to hit like Control Shift Delete or something like that, and it's
Control
like,
Command A will archive it.
Oh, is that what it? Okay, like it just feels weird that you have to find those keys. Like I archive mail a lot, so like I should just have that at one key. Like I should just be able to hit that one key and it archives.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and then Shift Command D will deliver it if you use the stock mail app, and I think Command R is the shortcut to reply or something like that.
Yeah,
the shortcuts are really odd for the mail app, both on Mac and iOS, because they're the same.
Yeah, and it's because they can't use like command A to archive, because command A is really, you know, it's a system thing to select all. So like there's a bunch of weird like workarounds on it. And AirMail kind of feels like they don't have that because they were able to like step away from that. I'm not having any major bug issues. That being said, I don't know if, you know, everybody else's experience would be the same. So I would advise caution because people have lost stuff, and I've heard stories.
Yeah, your mileage may vary, and it might vary a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Your mileage may vary. For me personally, it's working out fine. I am struggling with how to reply to email. I get a lot of email with my day job. I get a lot of email with my side job. There's only so much time in the day. I was trying to, so I did commit inbox bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Where I just, one day I was like, there's no way I will ever be able to get to all this mail. I just archived it all. I was like, sorry. So if I owe you an email right now, I am sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
I sent you so many emails, Chris. I never replied to
anything. You know better than to send me emails. You have my phone number. You don't have to send me emails. Yeah, so I'm sorry if I owe you an email. I am still trying to figure out the best process for this. I told you, I was like, okay, I think I cracked this deal. I was going to sit down for 30 minutes every day, pound out a bunch of emails, and then boom, done. That's what I get done for the day. I'll try and get to the rest tomorrow. And that lasted for about a week. And then it got to the point where I realized the time that I was taking with that, like it was like before I went to work, it was that sweet time before I got to work, where I was drinking coffee, I was feeling pretty good, and I was very creative. And I was like, okay, this is the time I really need to spend writing. This is what I was writing at that time, and I gave it up to start replying to emails. I was like, yeah. I really need to be writing at this time. Like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing then. So I'm back to writing at that time, and I'm back to not replying to emails because I don't know how to. Oops. Sorry if I owe you. I'm genuinely sorry if I owe you an email. Like it's one of these things that I know it sounds stupid. Like just reply to the damn email. But there's so much time. I had a boss that's very fond of the saying, there's only so much time in the day. And what is the most important thing to get done? Is it more important for me to get a video done? Is it more important for me to get my day job stuff done? Is it more important for me to record this podcast? Is it more important for me to reply to emails? And so on and so on and so on. Mm-hmm. And it's just one of those priority things that I personally need to figure this out. This is something that is a very huge fault of me, and it is on me, and I need to figure this out. I know it's kind of been a running joke of the show that I really hate email and I'm really bad about email. But it's just one of those things that I personally, I know I need to get better at. So I'm working on it. Hopefully we'll do like an email episode or something where we just talk about email.
It's due, man. We've done 26 episodes now that we need to talk about it.
I keep telling you, no, I don't want to do it because I just don't want to say it. But yeah, I will figure it out. I will, you know what? I'm going to make a promise to you. Jeffrey, I need you to hold me to this. You're going to have to bring it up because I'm not going to want to talk about it.
Okay.
Next episode, you're going to ask me how my email problem is. I'm not saying it's going to be 100% solved, but I'm going to have another piece of it solved.
Okay. All right. I can do that. So with all those apps and everything, like, how is that working for you, like, in the morning? That's kind of like how, like, this whole thing started. Like, are you using this stuff for the morning routine, or like, did the morning routine kind of make you start using these things? Like, how does this coincide with that, or does it at all?
So I basically have had a very similar morning routine for a very long time now. But in fact, ever since I found out I was diabetic, I talked about that on the last episode. Yeah. I get up at 5 a.m. now. That's 5:00 a.m.
What do you go to bed at, like 9 p.m.?
Yeah, I go to bed pretty early because you'll text me at like 10:30 my time, and I won't reply to you till the next day,
which is like 1:30 my time because I work such a weird hours. But
yeah, anyway. So I go to bed usually sometime between like 9:30 and 10:30. I'm up at 5 a.m. The very first thing I do is I'm out to the door and at the gym. And usually I'm at the gym for about half hour to 45 minutes. Go get coffee because I cannot make coffee. You can try and teach me all day long on how to make coffee. I will not make coffee how I like it. I'm terrible at it. I cannot. I'm a terrible cook. Absolute horrible cook.
You're not supposed to cook the coffee, Chris.
Well, like, I just meant in general. Like, I can't cook anything. I'm okay. Terrible. Like, when we get off this call, I'm gonna go get an In-N-Out burger because I really want a hamburger, but I can't make my own burger. Like,
I literally just made burgers today for dinner.
That's funny. Yeah, that's funny.
I'm an adult.
Yeah, it's fun. Well, you're. Yeah, no, that's fine. I'm gonna go to In-N-Out, the best burger ever, and I get that all the time because I'm in California. Woo. Okay. Okay. Anyways, moving on. I get coffee, iced coffee, because hot coffee's gross. Usually by that time, I will get coffee. By the time I get back, it is about 6:00, usually a little after 6:00. That is when Do Not Disturb turns off on my devices. So like that whole time I'm up 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., Do Not Disturb is on my devices. I don't see anything. I don't reply to anything. Unless I see it's from my family, you, or a couple other people like I work with or something, like if there's an emergency, I'll just reply to those. All the other stuff waits. At 6 a.m., I get a notification from Launch Center Pro. Launch Center Pro launches a shortcut, and this is my today summary shortcut. If you've watched my last series shortcut video, it's like 6 shortcuts to help you get your work done. This shortcut is in there. Basically, it gives me the date, gives me what the weather is going to be like, if it's going to rain, how much it's going to rain, if it is going to rain, what is on my calendar for the day, what's due in my task manager today, what's overdue, what doesn't have a due date. Then it will ask me if I want a journal. And it'll bring up a PDF page where I can just one page where I can just write my thoughts down. It was one page, very intentional, that I don't want to go on for too long because I could just write forever. I really enjoy writing. But I handwrite it out with the Apple Pencil, save it. That goes into Dropbox. Then it asks me if I want to do a brain dump, which I do with a shortcut. Basically, I have another brain dump shortcut, but I like copy those actions into here. Then after that, it will pull from a reading list that's in my reminders project. Like, there's a reminder project that's called Read Review. If there's any task in there with the URL, it'll pull those up and it'll let me select from those. It'll bring up the URL and I can read the article. There is no third-party dependencies whatsoever in this shortcut.
What does that mean?
So third-party dependencies means it relies on something outside of itself to run. So, okay. I take that back. It has one third-party dependencies. The very first time you run it, it downloads the PDF that is the journal template.
Okay.
And after that, it does not grab that again. So it basically, it does not rely on, you don't have to have any third-party apps installed. You don't have to have any third-party web services or anything like that other than the fact of downloading the journal template one time, the very first time you run it. Unless you say no to journaling, then it won't download it. It'll actually ask you if you want to journal. You can say no to it, and it'll just skip it. The other thing, too, is that journal function, too, that's really interesting. It checks to see what kind of device it is. So if it's an iPhone, it'll skip the journal part because it doesn't have Apple Pencil support. Yeah. So it just
skips. I didn't think shortcuts could do that.
Yeah. So there's an option in there to see device details. And you can get, like, I believe it's name or type or something like that. So then you could do an if statement after that. So you could say, if it equals iPad, then do this. So if it does not equal iPad, so if Apple introduces a third device at some point that can run Siri shortcuts, but it doesn't have Apple Pencil support, it will not run the journal template. It won't even ask you. It'll just be, nope, done.
All right.
Yeah. So I was pretty proud of that part. So that shortcut basically kind of kicks off my day. It kind of gets me in the mindset of what's going on in my day, what's happening, what's coming up, what do we need to do, and I just run through that. That's kind of it. After that point, I start writing. Depending on what mood I'm in and what I've got going on in that day, I'll either put my devices back in Do Not Disturb and start writing, or I will start answering either like tweets or something like that, and then I'll start doing research on a video or start doing research on a project, or I'll go watch some videos that friends either did or just whatever's kind of going on, like just kind of like check out what's going on the internet. It kind of depends a little more on like what's going on in my day. If I'm going to have a really heavy day, I kind of take it light in the morning and I kind of just kind of more goof off on the internet. But if I have the time, basically about 3 out of the 5 weekday mornings, I put my devices back in Do Not Disturb and start writing again.
Mm-hmm. That today shortcut, man, that thing is awesome. And I think I'm going to start doing something like that for myself eventually, and we'll get more into this in a second, but like I haven't been doing a whole heck of a lot for myself as far as like morning routines. Like I have a bunch of ideas and things that I want to do, but like during my sabbatical, when I said I like took a break from everything, I mean, I took a break from everything. Like we've been talking about this morning routine thing for a while, and I haven't, like, to be frank, I haven't done much about it as of late just because I've allowed that to kind of fall to the wayside. But when we started working up towards the show, I started thinking more about it. And like, I have a list of things that I want to like use and like things I want to do more of when it comes to like how I start my mornings and everything that I want to kind of get into. I didn't mean to cut you off if I did, or not.
You're good.
But, like,
you're good.
But so like the number one thing that I kind of want to work on for myself is using Drafts 5 a lot more. Whether that's on my iPhone or on my iPad or even on my Mac with the Drafts 5 beta that I have, like I want everything I start that's text-based to go like right into Drafts 5 no matter what it is, whether it's a text message, a tweet, something I'm writing about, show notes for the podcast, ideas that I have, or just something that's on my mind that I want to get out onto a piece of paper, digitally or otherwise. Like that Drafts 5 is going to be the place that it all starts. And then from there, I'm going to start creating and organizing my, I forget what they're called for draft, like workspaces, I think is what they're called. Like,
yes.
I want to have like certain workspaces for certain things, and whether I have one for like my morning routine or if I have one for like putting things elsewhere for podcast and putting things elsewhere for like Rocket Panda and things like that. Like, that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Can I tell you how I have my workspaces set up? Because I think it might actually help you.
Oh, I would love it.
So all of my workspaces are set up to look at the tags of all the notes. So basically, I have one workspace that starts off everything that'll just have every note in it whatsoever. that all the other workspaces are broken up onto tags. So I have one called scripts. So if the draft is tagged scripts or scripts, I do the singular and the plural of it, because I will forget which one it is. So let me cover my bases. So if it's script or scripts, it'll automatically go into that workspace. So that's, and then I have one for notes, I have one for day job, I have one for a slab of glass, I have one for a secret project, things like that.
Interesting. I never thought you could organize it by just tags. I'll have to look more.
You can do it by tags. Like, basically, it's just the workspace watches for those tags, and if it sees that tag in a note, it moves it to that workspace.
Yeah. And like,
or it displays it in that workspace. It's not really moving anything, but it just displays it there.
It filters it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Exactly. That's basically what it is. Is if you think of workspaces as like filters, that's a really interesting way of doing it.
Interesting. Okay. I definitely will look more into that. Like no joke, like the number one reason that I miss my iPad is because of Draft 5. Like, until like the Mac version, and I know that Greg is working really hard on it, and like I'm not trying to poo-poo him or anything like that, but like Draft 5 was absolutely like an iPad and iOS first kind of application, and it still is to this day, and it just works so well, and I love that application so much that it makes me miss using my iPad. And I really think I like it might be the number one reason why I go back to using my iPad more for my writing and things like that. And it's definitely something I'm going to work more on and more towards. So Draft 5 is like my number one goal is to like make that like my go-to thing for practically everything that's involving text, which is most of the things I do on my devices anyway. I also need to create like a today view kind of that coincides with that. A lot of things that like you do, Chris, with it that I want to put in mine as well, whether it's like getting the weather for the day and seeing how things are going, or seeing what kind of things I have on my calendar, or reminders that are going to be due, or something along those lines. Like, I'm playing around with Good Tasks right now as my task manager. It's definitely not like my number one task management system. Spoiler alert, no task manager is my real task manager right now, because I just haven't had, I don't have a structure for it right now. Much like you don't have themes, I don't have a task manager. So I need to work on that. I need to work on the today view and kind of play around with Good Tasks and see if that works for me. I'm also considering using Fantastical as my main like task management application, because this sounds crazy, but it makes sense to me anyway, is that like, you use reminders with Fantastical as far as like reminders go, or like tasks, I should say, and then you have a calendar that's built into it. And like, one thing that I've been thinking a lot more along lines, and this is nothing like groundbreaking or like new, but like it's something that I've been thinking, I think I should have more in my task management system, is like bringing my calendar in with my tasks. And like, not to get like super GTD on you, Chris, or anybody that's listening,
because I might fall asleep on you.
But like, the one thing that really, really stuck with me the first time I read that book was like, you need to have your calendars for things that you need to have at a certain time of day or places you need to be. And if it doesn't happen at this time, everything will fall and burn to the ground. Mm. Where your tasks are things that like you need to get done, but aren't necessarily time based. If you have a report that's due on a certain day, make that a task that's due that day, but also have it in your calendar as an all day event to kind of cover your bases. With like Fantastical, it brings the two together and it allows you to have your reminders in there as like calendar items in a really interesting way. Like, it doesn't necessarily make a calendar item for it, but it also has like reminders built into the calendar application through reminders. And like, it's really, really interesting the way that they do it. They've got a great system where you can use smart language, or the nomenclature for like
natural language.
Natural language, thank you. That you can use natural language with it. It's really, really great. And it works great for both iOS and on the Mac app. And I have both. And it's just something that I want to start using more. It's been my main calendar app for years, but like, I feel like if I were to integrate reminders with it, whether it is like with Good Tasks in association with it, or like just using that in general as my task manager, I think it would be a good place for me to kind of start, because boy, am I kind of tired of third-party allocations, whether it be OmniFocus or Things or TickTick or whatever. Like, did, like I think I need to go back to my roots and kind of start from the ground up. And I think Reminders is a good place to start. And that's kind of where I'm at.
I think that's a great place for a lot of people to start, because Reminders is very basic. It's very bare bones. There is calendar integration built into GoodTask too.
Okay.
But so you can see like what's on your calendar for the day. There is that there. But what I do is on my iPad is I keep GoodTask in 2/3 view and Fantastical in 1/3 view. So Fantastical is on the right. So they're not my task and my reminders are separate, because those two things I don't like mixing together. But I can see my calendar and my tasks at the same time.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, like, a lot of other task managers and stuff like that do that as well, but, like, I don't know. Like, for whatever reason, like, having, like, a calendar first application and then, like, task management second seems to be more cohesive for me. Like, it just seems to, like, work with my brain better. Maybe I'm wrong because I haven't, like, fully implemented this or anything, but that just, for right now, that's how I feel, but we'll see. I mean,
yeah,
we'll definitely have some follow-up for it.
Yeah, I think this is going to be something we talk about a little bit, because I think I have some shortcuts for you, too, that might help you.
Yeah. And, I mean, send them my way. If anyone's listening that has ideas for shortcuts as well, feel free to share them with me, because I'm definitely looking for something to kind of make my life a lot easier. Like, the number one reason why I never stick with a task manager, and this has nothing to do with the task managers really, is that, like, I just never check them regularly. I never really keep myself on track with them. And that's something that I need to work on, especially with my morning routine. It's on my list, and I'll go into that in a second. But, like, that's where I'm at right now, as far as, like, I need to set clear goals for my tasks in the morning when I start my day, and then focus on those clear tasks that I set myself and go from there. So, I mean, I can, like I said, I haven't created my morning routine yet, but, like, I have made a list of, like, how I want my morning routine to go that we'll probably follow up on later, if you want to hear it, Chris.
Okay. Yeah. Let's hear it. I just thought of something that actually may really help you. I'm gonna steer us away just a little bit, and then you can bring us right back.
Okay.
I just thought of how to build, and this will have to be follow up because I'm not gonna build it right now on air. How to build a GTD style review shortcut for you. So there's that. Let's keep going back. I basically just need you to remind me to build it.
Sure. I can do that.
So yeah. Let's take us right back. Sorry, it hit me like a brick that I was like, he probably needs to do some review stuff.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Boom. Like, I figured out exactly how to do it. So sorry about that. Didn't mean to totally derail us, but yeah.
No.
Take us on back.
So my morning routine is gonna start at 11 a.m., which sounds super late. But if you know my work schedule, you'll know that I work from 4:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. I don't get home from work until around 2 a.m. When I get. So I work weird hours, and that's just kind of how it is for someone that works in television. That works, you know, that's my shift, and I'm fine with it. I'm not complaining about it. I it's a good shift for me because it allows me to spend time with Courtney when she gets home from work, and then I go to work and we make it work. It's all good. But, like, that's why I wake up at 11 a.m. is kind of where I want things to go. I haven't been doing that lately. I've been sleeping a lot because I think I had a lot of sleep debt with all this crap going on, and like, I just kind of need to get myself caught up with it. But, like, wake up at 11 a.m. meditate for at least 5 minutes. And the reason I say 5 minutes is because if I set myself at a low bar, I'll exceed it every time, whether it's just spend 5 minutes to meditate. I can be like, oh yeah, I can spend 5 minutes, and like 15 minutes go by and I feel really, really good about myself. And like, meditation was something that I never really thought would work for me, but like it's been doing really well for me lately. And for anyone wondering, I use an app called Calm, and it could be a good help for someone that's trying to learn how to meditate or, you know, wants to do meditation the right way, but it also is a really good place to just get good sounds to keep in your ears while you set a timer for yourself and just meditate and kind of just do it. Like, not to get super far in depth of it, but like, the meditation that I do is basically I focus on my breathing, and I try and let the thoughts and ideas and things that come to my mind to just kind of fall to the wayside and let them go through me and just sort of find my center and kind of just relax a little bit. And it's helped me a lot with my stress and overwhelm and depression and things like that. It's really allowed myself to start my day off right. And when I get really overwhelmed in the middle of the day, I also find time to do it then too. It helps. People might be skeptical of it, but as someone that was a former skeptic, it's done wonders for me, and that's kind of what I want in my morning routine, is to start the day off right and kind of allow myself to wake up and just relax and, you know, and then have breakfast and do all the morning stuff that you usually do. But that's kind of how I want to start my day, is just doing that. So that's where I want to start once I get up in the morning. From there, I'm going to start by looking over what kind of things I've got going on in my day, which is where that today shortcut, Chris, will come in play.
Yes.
Where I'll run it. I'll get an idea of like what the weather's going to be like today. Like, you know, we had one day where it was negative 30 degrees outside with a wind chill of negative 50. And then like 2 days later, it was 32 and sunny. So it had like a 100-degree shift in 2 days, which is crazy. So I need to kind of keep an eye on it, especially during this time of the year where weather might be a little hairy, and I kind of need to keep an eye on it. But you know, once I run that today view, I'll look over the things I've got going on. And then from there, I go analog for a minute. And I have three field notebooks that I keep together in like a little binder, leather journal kind of thing. It's really nice. I'll have links in the show notes for like the things that I have for it. But I've got one that's like a daily planner kind of thing with like four or five lines on it where you can like write down the things that you want to do. And that's a great place for me to start, where I write 3 to 5 things that I want to get done for the day, whether that's Rocket Panda stuff, podcasting stuff, household chores I need to get done from a honey-do list that Courtney sends me, stuff I need to get done for work if I have that going on. Literally anything, no matter how small or how big it is, I put in there. Like, you know, projects like, you know, take care of this thing that's going on at work that is going to take several months to work towards, all the way, you know, high-level projects like that, all the way down to low-level things. Like, make sure you take the trash out today. Like, that's kind of where I want to start my day, and like have those things on my mind and put them at the forefront of my brain at the beginning of the day to kind of set the precedent of like, these are the things that are important for you today, Jeff, and these are the things that you need to get done. And once I've got that, I go through and just read some stuff on my RSS reader to kind of get caught up on what's going on in the news, whether it's for Apple stuff and tech stuff or like news stuff that's going on in the world and locally, nationally, whatever. And then from there, I just set out to do the things I want to accomplish. And like, that's kind of where I end my morning routine and begin my day. And it sounds like a lot of things, but it goes by pretty quickly depending on how much stuff I have to read or do. And like, that's kind of where I want my morning to start, ideally. And I'm sure there's probably ways I can make this happen with shortcuts that makes my life a lot easier. So like I said, we'll definitely have follow-up for it. And much like I have to remind you next episode, Chris, about email, I want you to remind me about morning routine stuff.
Yeah, I think I'll put together some stuff for you and send you some stuff that I have. But okay. I think shortcuts is pretty awesome, and I think it could help you out here.
I think so, too. Whether I use it on my iPhone or use it with my iPad, which, thinking more about like Drafts 5 and stuff like that, I really might just start cracking that open a lot more than I do with my Mac.
Even if it was just like, I'm going to do my morning routine, my GTD review, and maybe just like write an outline for a blog post or something. If it was just something, and then you just put it away and go to your Mac.
I think that I might start doing that, and only because I like, and it's probably kind of like the main reason I went to my iPad in the first place, is that like it kind of forces you to focus on one, maybe two things at once, and I think that's what I need.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the big reasons why I originally went to the iPad, is I have ADHD. I have a hard time focusing. On the Mac, I can just open up whatever I want, but if I literally open something on an iPad, whatever I'm looking at goes away, unless I do like slide over or something. But usually I like to have, you know, a nice big view of whatever I'm looking at.
Yeah, for sure. Now I have a couple of things to note about like my idealistic morning routine that I kind of want to like just put out there and air out to other people as well. You'll notice that like things like social media and email are not on this list, because it's not important to me at the beginning of the day. I'm not going to say that social media doesn't have a place and a time for it, because it definitely does. And I definitely am on Twitter a lot, and I definitely check my email. But like, the only thing that will ever stop me from looking at my email in the morning, or keep like make me look at my email when I get up in the morning, is if it's from people that are on my VIP list. And that's why I use the Mail app, or one of the reasons I use Mail app is because you can create like VIPs. And I'm sure other applications do this, but Mail has been my bread and butter for email for a long time now. With that, I get like, I set my notifications to VIP only. So certain people from work, if they email me, I get notification banners when they email me. It's in my lock screen. I see it when I wake up. If they, you know, it's usually only when like big things happen and things that need to be addressed. And if I need to, you know, put my time in and email them back and let them know about something that went wrong or how I can help out or whatever, I will do it. But other than that, I don't check my email. I try not to check Twitter in the morning either. I fail at that sometimes, and I need to get better at it. But, you know, things like that aren't part of my morning routine. Once I start my day and I start getting the things that I want done, or if I'm in a position where I'm, you know, like I've never done this ever, but if I'm waiting in line at like a bank or something along those lines, like I don't think I've ever waited in line at a bank in a long time, but that seems to be like the number one like example. But like if I have time to kill and I'm at a place where I can't really do any like big work or anything like that, then I'll whip out my phone and pull up Twitter or look at other email and stuff like that that I want to deal with. You know, those are kind of the secondary things in my life, and that's kind of where I'm at, where if I have time for it, I'll do it, but if I don't, it's not going to kill me if I don't respond to somebody the minute that they email me. I'll deal with it when I can, but that's about it. But you know, Twitter's great for when I'm like on break and I kind of want to just wind down or things like that. But like, those are the two things that are kryptonite to a productive morning for me, and that's kind of what I'm trying to avoid. So that, I mean, that's where I'm at right now, is that I think that's what could be one of the reasons why I don't get anything done. Like, YouTube is on that list too. Like basically anything.
Hey, that's my bread and butter right there. I'm just kidding. No,
making YouTube. I'm talking about like, you've never gone into a rabbit hole where like 3 hours roll by and you're like, oh, I had all these plans to do work and I've just been watching nothing but YouTube all day.
I'm
like,
the world's worst YouTuber. I don't watch YouTube. I have okay. a few people I follow, and I don't really go outside of that. Right. I don't know what it is. I just it just has never really grabbed a hold of me. I'm the world's worst YouTuber.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you spend so much time on a craft in a certain medium that you don't necessarily want to be a part of it later. Like,
yeah, it's one of those things. Like, I upload my videos and stuff, and I don't want to be. I don't know. I don't get it. I guess it's like you know, baseball players don't really watch baseball. Like, you spend so much time doing the thing, you just don't really want to sit around and keep watching it more.
Yeah, I doubt that, you know, baseball players during the season want to play MLB 2K or whatever at home in their downtime. Like, they
or
probably
like watch a game
else
when they're not playing or something. Like,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So. But yeah, that's my morning routine, and that's my little soapbox, and I'm off of it now. So that's, I mean, so we'll definitely have some follow up with this, Chris, next week, and like what we can do.
Yeah, I think so too. You and I both have stuff for us to learn, stuff for us to kind of figure out. I think this might be a good place to stop, unless you have anything else you want to add.
No, I'm good. If you want to find show notes for this and links to things that we've mentioned, whether it be certain apps or, you know, the notebook thing that I mentioned that I have, you can find those over at slaboflass.com/26.
Have you microwaved your notebook recently? Call back.
Did I not mention that I'm using field notes now?
I know. I just wanted to bring it up. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
The thorn is still in my paw, Chris.
That was so great. Anyways, we're talking about our previous episode. Go listen to that one. It was a good episode.
So yeah, slaboflass.com/26, and you'll find show notes for this episode, as well as a bunch of other episodes you can listen to as well if you haven't already. You can find me over on Twitter at IamJeffPerry or over at rocketpanda.net. Chris, if they want to find you, where can they where can they go?
You could find me online at theuntitledsite.com. It has links to my YouTube project on there. If you want to find me on Twitter, I'm at Chris_Lawley. That's LAWLEY.
Awesome. I think it's safe to say that we'll probably be back here in 2 weeks, Chris, unless you have anything that might be preventing that.
Well, I have a dentist appointment, so who knows how that's going to go. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe all last right, time then... we talk.
Don't say that. That's so morbid.
You never know with the dentist. Honestly, oh you never God. Know with them. You go in. You know,
in... My mother is a business coordinator for a dentist. She went to dental school and everything, so...
Yeah, she's one of them. She's one of them. She probably knows if I'm on the list.
Yeah, you know, dentists do have lists, like Santa, for naughty and nice people. That's definitely how that works.
Oh, it's a hit list. Dentists are secret assassins. That'd be, hey, I can't go any further. You know, they'll know too much. Anyways,
we're cutting all of this out.
Okay. That being said, have a good day.
See you guys. My God.